My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Kevin Stefanski yesterday in his Zoom call with the assembled Cleveland media gave an update on those offensive tackle injuries.
James Hudson has an ankle injury. He won't play this week, but he will be back soon. Jermaine should be good to go. Had a hand injury, but he's good to go. Hakeem is out for a little bit with a knee injury, which is, I'm disappointed for him.
That's Kevin Stefanski on the offensive line injury. So Hakeem Adeniji not going to be available to you as a backup for a while. James Hudson's one that I think they were trying to make him into the Chris Hubbard for the future there. And now he left in a boot on Saturday. So I don't know how long. Obviously, you know, Kevin talks about that. That might be a little bit. So you got some questions there on that offensive line with some of those injuries. And Kevin Stefanski, his plan for Deshaun Watson on Saturday is?
The plan is for him to play. I always take in information, so I'm going to make sure I talk to and work through that this week. I'm not going to get into who plays and how much just yet, but going to certainly work through that in the next couple of days.
A series, two, a quarter?
Yeah, everything's on the table, but like I mentioned last night, I think what we have to do is just always, we have a plan, look at it, see what's available. Do we want to alter anything? So we'll work through that in the next couple of days.
You'd still play him.
Everything's on the table, Kenny. Can you imagine?
Everything's
four
there.
Quarters, the entire game. I would still play him. Obviously, you're going to be very careful.
I don't mean to live in my fears. I don't know if I
agree
with you anymore.
No, I get it. I'm not going to scream at anybody who says shouldn't play at all. I mean, that's been me in the past. I mean, there have been years where I'm like, no, I'm not playing my starting quarterback at all. Can't have him get injured. I just think at this point with like his, I do wonder about his mindset. I wonder his confidence levels. And I think part of getting his confidence back to where it maybe used to be and getting him to somewhat resemble the guy he used to be is to just start to get him out there. And I just don't know that you can go an entire preseason after missing all those games last year, having 2 years where he only played in 12 games and really the 11 games is what I look at with that Indy game. I don't really count as a start. I just think he needs to be out there a little bit. I do think you can control it. I do think you can scheme it to be fairly safe, regardless of who's out there.
By running the ball. I mean, if you turn around and hand the ball off a whole bunch and do that, that's fine. But are you running an offense? Like, I'm not trying to feel like the sky is falling here, but we're 17 days away from the season kicking off. And so I want to make sure that he's there, and I want to make sure that we got to figure out what we're doing good, bad, ugly, whatever it is. He is the biggest investment that you've ever had in terms of the franchise. He's got to be out there, and he's got to be comfortable. And I got to make him comfortable, and I have to make sure he's protected. Like, I'm looking at this depth chart right now, Tone. I got nobody new here. Now, I'm sure we're bringing someone in new here over the next couple of days, but that still doesn't instill a whole bunch of confidence with me because, all right, no Jed Wills yet because he's still not cleared to practice. DeJuan Jones is okay. Do I want to put DeJuan Jones over at left tackle? So many fans immediately would say yes, and I immediately would say, why would I want to put him out there at left tackle in a live ball game for the first time since, what, his freshman year? I think he played some snaps the freshman year at left tackle with Ohio State. And then put him out there and have to protect Deshaun Watson. Like, that's probably not a recipe for success for a lot of folks out there. Jack Conklin, again, he's not ready, it seems. So I don't know who I put out there. And so I got 4/5 of an offensive line that's going to be fine. I don't know about the fifth one, and it's a very important one with the left tackle, Anthony.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, I could go right into week one with the same situation, but at least that game's going to count.
Right. No, I get that, too. Something stuck with me, and we're going to have Zach Jackson on later, in his piece over the weekend after the preseason game. He said something that I think I've taken for granted, and it's an obvious thing. It's something we all know for a football player who hasn't played in a game since last November. But Zach wrote that he hasn't taken a hit. I mean, he's a quarterback that has not taken a hit. It's not really happening, you know, in the preseason, obviously, to this point. It's not something, if you've been out of practice every day, that's happening. And I kind of would like to see that. I know, again, sounds weird because it's going to be a makeshift offensive line, but kind of want him to be a football player again. And I don't know if we can wait with the stakes as high as they'll be in that opener against the Dallas Cowboys for Micah Parsons barreling down on him for that to be his first hit. I just don't think that's what you'd envision. That's what you think would be appropriate for him in this season. It's tough. It's tough. I'm not screaming at you. I'm not like,
I'm not screaming at you either.
I'm trying to talk through it.
You're right. No, he needs some seasoning there. And it's like, man, if it were me as the head coach of the Browns, I wish I wouldn't have said anything publicly last week. Because now my plan is to play him.
Oh boy, there's something there.
My plan was to play him, and they account for everything. And then I would go, well, if I didn't say anything, you know, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to start Jameis. And we're going to let him get the reps here. But
then what's the reaction?
But then it's week one, and it's the first time you're going to be out there since last year. You've held back this entire time. He's been approved for takeoff for everybody there, but I'm going to hold him back because of his offensive line isn't good. Like, there's no good answer there.
And
there's really no good answer.
Just for clarification, like, Coach finally said right throughout this week that he's full go. There's no limitations. He's your quarterback. There's nothing the doctors...
He was last week. It was just a typical don't be hit.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's discount furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
The guy in the red jersey.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. So my offensive line is behind the starters is in tatters. This is an odd thing to say. So I got four or five guys, but I don't have my left tackle. Left tackle is pretty important. I got to have my left tackle there. I don't want to put him in harm's way in a game that doesn't count, but I also know that he hasn't been hit since November 12th of last year. It's been a long time since he's been hit, as Zach wrote. So now I got to see whether or not – I'm not just putting him out there to get hit, but I got to put him out there with the possibility for him to get hit. Have the heart pumping at a different level. Get that sort of adrenaline going in a different way where guys are actually trying to get him. I mean, this is a very difficult decision to make. And so I wish, if it were me, I wouldn't have said anything publicly. But I just played out the scenario. If you didn't say anything publicly and you didn't play him on Saturday, well, why didn't you play him on Saturday? Is he ready to go? Then I got to answer questions of whether or not he's actually ready to go. Well, why won't you play him? Well, because of the offensive line. Are you telling us your offensive line isn't that good? Like, then I'm starting to walk myself into situations that he would never do it because he doesn't answer questions like that in the preseason. But these are things that you and I, over the next 17 days, would speculate.
It's like if he were to reverse course and say, hey, because of exactly what you're talking about, because of the offensive line, and we feel like we got enough work in that's good, and we feel very confident about Deshaun Watson, and he just didn't play him in this preseason game, do you think that would inspire some panic in some circles of Browns fandom?
Yes. I think there's a lot of things that people are ready to panic about at this moment, and they're waiting for that moment that they can go ahead and hit the green button on doing that. Let me get to Tom and Menor first. Tom, hello. You're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. Great to hear you every single Monday.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I got my Super Bowl tickets in my hand over here real quick, but my question is this. We're going to take a quarterback that is typically a slow starter, doesn't really go ahead and get ready till game four or game five in the season. He's not going to go ahead and take any hits in the preseason. He's barely going to play, if at all. And somehow, some way, this is a recipe for success for the most important person, player on our team, on our field at any moment. I'm hoping we can go ahead and go back to the next
I want to ask, what do you think the recipe is?
I think he's got to get out there and he's got to play.
Well, that's why they're going to put him out there. They're going to play him. I mean, you're arguing with me then.
No, I'm going to tell you something. I'll believe it when I see it. Because at this point, if he's been full go and ready to go and we've still chosen not to go and play him, I am concerned and I am worried. And I can't wait to go and hear some more rhetoric about how good the Baltimore game second half.
Tom, he's only been clear for contact over the last week. He was out there with the ones, but he's a typical red jersey. You weren't going to put him out there on Saturday against the Vikings with that offensive line regardless.
Why not? That's going to be the
You want Javion Cohen protecting your $230 million quarterback. Is that what you really want?
Why wouldn't we put the first-team offensive line out there?
You want Javion Cohen to protect your $230 million quarterback if you have a choice.
Ken, if we have so many concerns about
question.
Not only the consistency...
Answer the question. You didn't answer the question, Tom. Answer it.
I'll answer it if you let me ask one.
You answer first, and then you can ask your question.
Can I ask second?
I love you the best. No, I certainly would not go ahead and let go and protect my
$252 million. Now go ahead and ask me the question.
So if we have so much concern and we are so worried about communication, ability, and the team to go ahead and gel together, why wouldn't you go ahead and trot out the best offensive line that you can put out there for a series or two and let them go and protect our $252 million investment? Because eventually it's going to be live go. And we were not going up against Michael Parsons, and we were not going up against Dallas's first team. Wouldn't it be great to go and be like Green Bay and Jordan Love and go right down the field and go and score a touchdown?
But he wasn't cleared for contact at that moment.
Eventually, we have to get out there, Ken.
And we're going in circles, Tom. Thank you for the call. He's going to be put out there on Saturday with the starting offensive, 4/5 of the starting offensive line. I'm still concerned because it's Jed Wills not out there still, which I know that he's not God's gift to the position, but he's still the best you have at that spot right now. So if he wasn't cleared before and he was in the team joint practices over the last week, now he's going to play on Saturday against Seattle. So you're mad at something that is going to happen anyway. You wanted something to happen. It's happening anyway. So now we're just mad to be mad. can't be mad to be mad.
We don't need to start the week off like
give
this.
Me a
come
reason.
On.
Yeah, give me a reason to be mad.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.